Good va. Hope you had an awesome Shabbos. So listen, if you are like me, the first thing you did after Shabbos was turn on the news to be shocked by the news out of Israel. I spoke to our daughter who's there for a year. She was still up at 3 a.m. in good spirits under the great care of her seminary and then started to process. I felt that especially as a shul rabbi, something needed to be said to at least our chevra at the shul. And so I sent out an invite to the chevra saying that we're going to be going on a Zoom for some Tehillim and Divrei Chizuk, words of strength. And then I actually spoke to our rabbinic intern at the shul, who's an Israeli himself, a wonderful young man, to tell him what we were going to do. And of course, he was all for saying Tehillim. But he pointed out that when he read the news and spoke with family back home, there was also a sense of appreciation for both Hashem and the army, that there was a feeling that actually was not just an ace tzara, but rather an ace of chizuk, of strength. And he went on to explain how amazing it is that Iran could launch over 300 drones and missiles, and Baruch Hashem, no casualties, and most of the launch projectiles destroyed before even getting into Israeli airspace. And in fact, it was also an interesting perspective to think about. And so we collected our community on Zoom at 11 p.m. and shared some words and recited some Tehillim. And we pointed out that Tehillim is both to call out to Hashem to continue to protect us from our enemies, as well as to thank him for all the protection that he's already afforded us. The fact that not one person was even injured from this barrage is truly miraculous and required appreciation as well. And so we recited Tehillim for both of those reasons. And you know, this perhaps is maybe a mindset to take with us as we get ready for Pesach. We all know that we will recite Shebechol Dor Vador Omdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu. In every generation, they'll stand up wanting to destroy us. But then we ultimately conclude that prayer with V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. Hashem ultimately protects and saves us from their hands. May we merit to see that constant protection and the ultimate redemption as well. And on that note, wishing Israel only safety and security and peace, and all of you an awesome night. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.